Blog Talk Radio.
True Confessions of the Soul is a show dedicated to love, Christian dating, and relationships. Great gospel music, inspiring conversations. And don't forget your true confession. Right here, starting on Sundays at 7 p.m. on the Love Zone USA.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to True Confessions of the Soul. Yes, yes, you heard it. This show is dedicated to all our churchgoers out there and people who are not in the church and have questions about relationships and dating, and they really want to know the biblical principles of things, or they really want to know what's the right way to have a relationship. We know all the bad stuff to do. I mean, I know. And so at some point in our life, as we mature or as we go through various relationships, various breakups, disappointments, for whatever the reason, we have to do a self-evaluation and look at ourselves. I mean, we can't keep blaming him, okay? Every man keep walking out your life, girlfriend, you won't have to look at yourself, okay? Bruh, every sister that walks out of your life, guess what? You're going to have to start looking at yourself. Why are we still single? Are we single by choice? Because that seems like the correct answer. So we are going to talk today about the five principles of a relationship. And these principles are so very important because it starts right here with these five principles that will determine how far your relationship will go. And these five principles I looked up online, and you can get this information, the five principles of a better relationship in the church, it says, but it's by Emmett L. Aldrich, and he's the one who, you know, gave these five principles, and I read over them, and I read a lot of his information, and he's right on point. And a lot of these five principles start with our mouth. Yes, what you say, how you say it, affects your relationship. So with that being said, we're going to pause for the cause and play some BB and CC, I Found Love, followed by Whitney Houston. And we have great music on the show, so you don't want to miss out. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to True Confessions on the Love Zone USA.com.
Somebody who cares. When I found you, found my most intimate prayer. When I found you, I found what every heart dreams of. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all others goodbye. When I found you, I saw my fears fly away like a dove. When I found you, I found the love. You are the one, my only.
of the Soul.
Okay, wow. I just love that song, I Found Love. How many of us have found love? Or are you still looking for love in all the wrong places? Well, you know, I wanted to take a moment to share a little bit about me and myself and why this show is so very important to me. Because it's best to get it from the horse's mouth, right? In reference to relationships and things like that. I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just a woman who had her series of relationships. And I'm not trying to put all my business out there. But either I'm hardcore or I'm meeting the wrong people. And I had to do a self-evaluation. And I want to share how this self-evaluation, where it got me. Because when I started out, it was more so at 19, I was pretty much brokenhearted from a previous relationship. You know, that high school sweetheart or that one, that first love that just broke your heart, and you either go on this rebellious streak or you choose to recluse off. And I decided to be a rebel. And in doing so, I said to myself, I'm going to marry the first man who asks me. And I did. At 19, I got married to a military spouse. I had a military spouse. And he was nice. I mean, we both were young. We didn't know anything about relationships. We just knew, hey, I do, you do, we do together, right? And so we had to learn a lot of things. And I had to learn crash course. And what I did learn was that self-control was majorly important in a relationship. And that's also one of the five principles we're going to discuss today. Self-control is very important because a lot of times we want to speak what we think without thinking before we speak. And when we do this, we're not in control of how we may affect the other person, or neither are we, you know, really thinking about what's happening. What are we doing? We're destroying the relationship we want. And self-control is so important. And I remember when I was going through my relationship of a young marriage, being a young mother, and having my children, self-control. One, first of all, I didn't want to listen to nobody. That's, ladies, we don't want to do that, right? We don't want to be submissive. I don't want no man telling me what to do. I feel like I'm equal. Hey, go team. You know, equal rights for women. And I just didn't want to, I didn't want to submit. And so therefore, because I did not want to submit, nor did I feel like I had to submit, I had a big mouth and I knew how to use it. And so that caused a lot of damage in a relationship because I was rebelling. Not only did I rebel to get married, now I'm rebelling in the relationship. So a lot of times, the way you start a thing is the way it's going to finish. And that's why from the beginning, if we can just get these fundamentals correct, we'll be okay. So with that being said, you know, for me, I went through relationships after relationship after relationship with this big mouth, with no self-control, saying what I want to say, doing what I want to do, and not being submissive. I know we don't want to hear that word, but if you want love, you want a relationship, you want it to be successful, you're going to have to exercise self-control and you're going to have to be submissive. And so with that being said, we like the other S word, sexy. Well, put the sexy and the submissive and self-control together and you're guaranteed to get that man. You're going to get his heart, you're going to get his attention. And he's going to want to do things for you. He's going to want to be there for you in every which way. I just thank God that I'm here and I'm available now to say to myself, you know, I didn't do everything right. You know, I did the wrong things too. And this show is not about pretty much airing your own dirty laundry, but it is about confessing and making some true confessions, starting with your own confession of yourself. Self-evaluate yourself and decide, what am I doing wrong? Where's this thing at? You know, do you have this part of you that is your little secret that you know is a part of you, but you're acting like it doesn't exist? Well, that's what we're here to do. We're going to talk about it. I want to invite people to write about it. You can go to trueconfessionradio@gmail.com, and you can certainly write us your true confession. By all means, no names will ever be disclosed, so you can protect yourself with that. We do not promote any criminal, violent, or pornographic nature, so keep yourself clean.
True Confessions of the Soul. Let's get back to more great gospel music right here on True Confessions for the Soul.
So we just have a little reverence and love we want to give back to Jesus. He loved us, so we want to love him back. Is it all right? You love me especially different. You keep me on my feet happily for loving me, Jesus. That's who I'm talking about. Come on, Kiki.
You love me especially different every time you keep me on my feet happily excited.
Sometimes you may get down on your knees and you want to hear the Lord's voice, and his voice might come back to you in a little still voice like this, just to let you know you're not alone. Might say something like this: you're not alone, you're not alone, you're not alone. I'll hold your hand, I'll hold your hand, I'll hold your hand, I'll hold your hand. I'll help you, I'll help you, I'll help you, I'll help you. Do you understand? Like that. But Kiki, I just want you to do something that we started back in the day. I want you to do what I tell you to do. Behave yourself. You hear me? I want you to say this.
One more time. Thank you so much. And welcome. This show is dedicated to love, relationships, and Christian dating. Yes, I said Christian dating. I said it loud. And this is the Love Zone USA first gospel show. This is a gospel show. This is a faith-based show. This is a religious show, okay? So, it's just that we're talking about the things that we still deal with as human beings, as a woman, as a man, not me as a man, but as you as a man, and we're putting it all together, and we're having this little chat and sharing some true confessions. So, as I was mentioning, that I started off with relationship very young, and I got married, and I got married on a bet. Well, not really a bet, but we kind of tossed a coin and said, hey, heads, tails, hey, you know what it is? And I never shared this with anybody. They were like, oh, you've been married for a long time, and y'all had such a successful marriage. Well, truth be told, we didn't know each other. And we certainly didn't know how to have a relationship. We were young. And I believe a lot of us out there, you know, we look at TV. I looked at TV. And based on what I saw on television, The Cosby Show, Dynasty, I'm aging myself right there. And different shows that we saw made us get an idea of how a relationship should go, or maybe it influenced us to believe that's how we should behave in a relationship. And one of the things that I'm talking about in reference to the principles of a relationship is the self-control part, controlling that mouthpiece, because that mouth is horrible. It can build or it can destroy women. Women, I'm going to talk to you for a second. Gentlemen, just have a seat. Woman to woman, I'm talking to you. We have a mouthpiece. We have soothing words. We have flattering words. We have condemning words. And we have some ugly words. Women, if you want to get a man, if you're trying to keep your mate, if you want to restore him, hey, you're going to have to start changing your words, changing what you sow into his life. Same thing for the gentleman. You're going to have to sow some love into your wife. You're going to have to talk kinder, say some positive stuff, give her positive energy, and we can all get along. I feel like if everybody was coupled off, the world would be a great place. And they were all in love. And one of the things I want to share also is that with all that I've been through and seen and experienced in my life, I'm able to say that I truly thank God for finally shining the light. I feel like the light has finally shined on me in reference to relationships. And that's how come I have been so excited to get this show out, because I'm going to give you guys an awesome, awesome opportunity to share your relationships and your true confessions with me, as well as we're going to talk one-on-one. We're going to keep it 100% real. And we're outside the church, but we still follow the principles of love. Let's just keep it that way. And I will have joining me on this show, I will have my very own love of my life. He will join me on a couple of our segments and share. And I'm trying to get him. I think he's so awesome. But that could be just me. I'm trying to get him to do more. But we'll see how it goes. And I will have Mr. Monty Ross. he'll be joining me on this show, sharing some love, insight. Maybe we can get him to do a true confession. If you may not remember or recall Mr. Monty Ross, he used to be Spike Lee's right-hand man, producer, and he was there when the movies She Gotta Have It, Jungle Fever, School Days, Malcolm X. He helped produce all those movies. And so it's just an honor to know him and to have him a part of True Confessions of the Soul. I want to hear what his confession is, don't you? I just want to know. And so many other guests. And we'll be getting more and more guests because you're going to be calling me and we're going to have live audiences so you can call in while I'm on the air and talk to me or my guests that I will have here. So with that being said, okay, I said enough. Okay, we got more music coming up with Kirk Franklin, Love. Believe it or not, he has some love songs I'm going to play for you. So you don't want to touch anything. You're listening to True Confessions of the Soul with the Church Girl right here on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Love, a word that comes and goes, but few people really know what it means to really love somebody. Love, though the tears may fade away, I'm so glad your love will stay. Cause I love you, and you show me Jesus what it really means to love.
Thank you, Jesus. no one can love me like you do, Jesus.
I surrender. I give you. And I give you. And when? And paradise. When I see your face. When you call for me, Father. You'll wipe every tear, Father. And this is what he'll say.
Love Kirk Franklin. He is so diverse. I mean, he comes from all different angles, and you gotta love him. You gotta love him. He breaks all the molds in reference to tradition and doctrine. And we love you, Kirk. And with that being said, if you haven't figured it out, this is the new True Confessions Gospel Show. Right here on The Love Zone. You are still listening to The Love Zone. And no, this is not the G Network, Girlfriend Network. Trust me, they are slamming the girlfriends. They are doing it. They are keeping it raw. If you don't know how to, you have a question that I can't dare entertain on this show, please tune in to the Girlfriend Network. And they will break it down to parade rest for you. But for right now, let's just keep it in the love zone for a minute, and let me talk about love. And as you know, because this is a gospel segment, the way this works is I get to talk about love and the True Confessions, and of course, we talk about God and we use scriptures. Okay, but I'm not here to preach. This is an after church show. And love is the greatest, greatest gift you can share and you can give to anyone. In order to experience that true love, you might want to go to the maker of love. Amen. And that is the one and only God, the God of love. Right? We're talking about love. And I know for myself, doing the love thing and trying to fall in love when I really was falling into lust. Oh, yeah. Did you not know there was a difference? That's a different show. Okay. But love, in order to experience true love, you do need to have that connection to a source of love, which is, you know, God. Okay, and we need to love. We need to start loving the Lord thy God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul. Love him first. And then we need to love ourselves. We got to love on ourselves because this world is very, very cruel and very mean, very judgmental. Mm-hmm. And so with that, You know, we have to love on ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. If you want someone to love on you, you need to look like you love on yourself. I mean, if you carrying yourself in a, oh, poor me, and I'm fat, I'll never get a man, I'm not attractive as the rest of the women, I don't have this and I don't have that, then that's what you're going to attract. Nothing but negative stuff. So if we love on ourselves and we look in the mirror every morning and we say, Lord, I just thank you so much for loving me. And Lord, help me to love myself more. I mean, not to be a lover of yourself, but, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to do things that is going to make you feel good. Don't wait for someone else to validate you. Don't wait for someone else to love you when you already have the Almighty God who already loved you, right? So, with that being said, I want to just add this disclaimer. If you really want to experience love, we have to link in to the love source. This show is going to talk about love, 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 love. And it's going to talk about true confessions, because these confessions that we may have that we're going to talk about and we're going to bring onto the show, and I'm going to give you information on how you can write to me and get your confessions aired, they're going to set you free. They're going to set you free so that you can love again. Or maybe there's some things that you need to undo and disconnect. We're going to talk about soul ties. Have you heard of that? I'm not talking about a soul mate. I'm talking about soul ties. You can't just, it's like, let me see. The world says, I got a Jones for you. I can't shake him. I can't shake her. I got to love Jones. Anything she says, she treats me like crap. He treats me like a dog, but I just love him. That's a soul tie. And we're going to talk about that also. So for right now, I just want to spend time making you familiar with myself, the show, the music, the topics, and make you feel comfortable so that you can join in to this awesome, awesome, awesome show and experience love at a different level and learn about it. And we can share together and we can kind of just go in that zone, the love zone, all by ourselves. So I would like to say thank you so much for tuning in, and pay attention to the exit commercial that I'm going to play, because it's going to give you information on when to tune into this show and how to write us and etc. Okay? I have a Facebook page, and the Facebook page is called True Confessions, and you can like that page. You can post on my page. By all means, say something. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what you think about the show. Is there something else you like to see on the show? Hey, we're just starting. We're ready. We can move. We can change some things around. And most of all, send your music requests so that we can play what you want to hear. We have a huge library of music, and I'm sure you just don't want to hear my favorite songs. I want to hear my favorite songs. Okay, there is another segment. Now, I know we started off and we stated that there's five principles of a relationship, which we're going to go into. But this show, I did not want to overwhelm you with so much. But until we get the confessions rolling in and all that good stuff, we're going to table the other three principles, the other three principles of relationship. We're going to table those for next week. But I want to leave you with this poem that was, the author is unknown, but I was going to say who wrote this. The author is unknown, but it's a poem that Emmett Aldridge has posted on his Five Principles for Better Relationships in the Church. And it says, a careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A better word may hate instill. A brutal word may smite and kill. A gracious word may smooth the way. A joyous word may light the day. A timely word may lessen stress. And a loving word may heal and bless. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to True Confessions of the Soul right here on the Love Zone USA. See you next week. Stay blessed and stay in love.